Heidi and Frank Show, a new CNN original series, Inside Man. It's going to be hosted and produced by Oscar-nominated documentary filmmaker Morgan Spurlock. And look who's on the phone. It's Morgan Spurlock himself. Hello!
Hey, Morgan.
How are you?
We're good.
Good. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic.
I imagine you are, because we were just now talking about people and the hate they have for their job, and found out that like 100 million people in America work full-time, and 70 million of those people hate their job.
That's terrible.
But you, obviously, you create your own jobs. You have an idea.
Smart.
You go out and you film it. And this new gig you got with CNN, this original series that you're hosting and producing, Inside Man. Tell us about that. What's it involve?
Yeah, it's a new show where each week we look at kind of hot button issues, hot topic issues, you know, things people are talking about or should be talking about. And I basically take you inside those problems, inside those issues. And in the premiere episode on Sunday, I go to work at the largest medical marijuana dispensary in the United States, Harborside Medical in Oakland, and I become your weed connoisseur as I take you on the weed journey.
Now, is it?
So you smoked weed for 30 straight days.
So, Morgan, is it one of those things where you're undercover in the dispensary, or they know that you're filming something?
They knew. You know, they knew I was coming. They knew that we wanted to tell the story about you know, the world of marijuana, you know, both legal and illegal, and they opened the doors and let us come.
Are you
trying to tell a side of a story, or just the story happens based on what you learn being there?
The story kind of unfolds as we're there telling the story through the people we meet, you know, the interactions we have. It kind of it starts to develop as we go.
Because I mean, you're a smart guy. You watch the news. You have opinions of your own. If you're going to go into a medical marijuana dispensary, and you might want to go with the angle of like, look, there's really sick people. I mean, I've been in a medical marijuana dispensary, and I was getting the tour, and I saw a guy walking in with a walker and an oxygen mask, and you know, it's like
he was
that's
sick.
Who this is for. Yeah. I mean, to actually put the spotlight on that. I mean, how do you basically not.
Have a bias.
Yeah, when you're the director or producer, how do you not have that bias?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's difficult. You know, it's one of those things where ultimately at the same time, you want to have, you just want to, what I really try to do is make sure people have the ability to express their opinion, people who are for or against it, and you know, try not to take a really, you know, legitimate stand and let people make up their own minds. You know, with one of these, you know, like you hit the nail on the head as we were there working at Harborside, and you see people who are coming in, soldiers, you know, who are back from Iraq and Afghanistan, who have, you know, intense PTSD, can't get a job, can't really interact or relate to their families, and suddenly they go on like some sort of medical marijuana, and now they have their lives back. You know, it's like it's hard not to want that for other people.
Morgan Spurlock talking with us. He is going to be on the new CNN original series Inside Man. He's the host and producer of the show. Is the medical marijuana show the premiere episode?
That's the premiere episode this Sunday, yeah.
Would the show be better if I was high myself while watching it?
Are you high right now?
A little.
Oh, Frank. No, Morgan, he's just looking for any excuse to get high.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It might be 32% better when you're a little stoked up.
Like most sure. Movies you go see, it's like it's always a little bit better when you're stoned, right?
Yeah, so you just have a quarter of a brownie. You're going to love it.
What other issues do you dive into on the series?
You know, each week it's a different topic. You know, in week two we look at guns in America. The week after that it's about illegal immigration, education, and then probably one of my favorite episodes of the year is we do an episode about like the elderly, elder care, you know, kind of end of life issues. And I go back to West Virginia and I move in with my 91-year-old grandmother and live with her for about a week and a half.
I heard there's a lot of elder like orgies going on. Is that true?
Not in my grandma's house, that's for sure.
Well,
oh, it's in your grandma's house. No. I'm talking about like the full-on like the homes I've heard
because
of.
Because they're like colleges again.
Like, well, yeah, when you go to some of these places, like you go to some of these you know, quote-unquote communities, like these retirement communities, they like to get their old-time boom-boom on.
Yeah. And there's no inhibitions. It is like college.
Can't get pregnant. They don't really worry about STDs.
Yeah,
although
they're like, come on, what am I going to do? I'm going to die in a few years anyway.
Why not?
Haven't tried that yet.
This sounds like a really good show, Morgan. Did you have an idea of something going in, and then your mind was completely changed after your opinion was completely changed after you had the experience?
Yeah, I mean, I think that you know, medical marijuana is one of those. You know, like when we were working at the clinic, I expected it just to be a bunch of like stoners coming in with their cards looking for some good weed, and you start to meet people, you know, as you guys said, who are actually really sick, you know, who really need help.
Not to give away.
And I think those are the moments over the course of the show that I think will change a lot of people's perspective.
Yeah, and not to give away, like, you know, what happens in the first episode, but as far as, like, you know, you witnessing the customers that actually walked in, if you had to put a percentage, because there are going to be those people, those stoners who have the card, but if you had to put the percentage on the people who went in there that you were like, this is what it's about, to the, okay, that's just a stoner, what percentage would you put on that?
I'd say probably between 60 to 70% are people who really need it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was high. I mean, and especially at this, at the place where I was working up in Oakland, I think it was, you know, especially high.
This is an important show.
And there's probably still 60 or 70% of people who need to see that.
Yes.
I mean, as far as, like, watching your show and learning that, because they just think like you did, where it's just, it's a bunch of stoners trying to get an easy way out.
That's right.
Or easy way into the, you know, and get their marijuana, when it's not like that really at all.
And having toured, Frank and I were on that dispensary tour, and, you know, I don't partake, but I'm completely open-minded, and having seen it, and the place we were at, it's like these people who work at the dispensary really care about, you know, and they know their stuff. They're sitting there, well, what are you looking for? What is your problem? Is it back pain? Is it anxiety? Do you have no appetite? What is it? I mean, they really do care. It's not just, what?
Yeah, Heidi bought a vaporizer. She doesn't partake. She goes, I thought it was a humidifier. I'm like, yeah, right.
Whenever
you did.
I put that thing on,
right.
I just get so relaxed.
It's just wonderful and soothing.
No, it's a really important show, Morgan. I'm looking forward to watching it. Yeah.
Yeah, we are looking forward to it. It premieres this Sunday. It's on CNN at 10 p.m., so be sure, and if you're not up at 10 p.m., DVR it. These are the big issues, and I, that's why I like you. It's like you are the type to tell the story the way the story is, that tells itself.
Here it is. Here's the truth.
And you're going in to learn as well, and then now you've taken the lesson, and you're letting everybody else see it. I think that's awesome. Morgan, if you're ever out here in Los Angeles and you want to stop by and hang out with us, feel free, okay?
Can I come in and complain about my job with you guys?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Before you leave, I mean, before you got into the whole film thing, I mean, did you have a job that you was like, I got to get out of this and do what I love?
It was like I had a lot of part-time jobs, like, especially when you're young. Like, you have jobs just like make some money and do things. And I mean, I had a couple jobs that were terrible. First off, retail is a terrible job.
Yeah.
Like, I worked at the Gap for like 6 weeks. And, like all you do is fold clothes all day. It is, like, one of the worst jobs you'll
ever
get
to wear a headset, though. You do get to wear a headset.
You do wear a headset. And then I tell you, one time when I was growing up in West Virginia, I worked for a friend of mine. His father, his uncle, had a mining, like, a mine belt repair company. Where basically, so what I did all day long was I would put, like, these little pieces of rubber and plastic into envelopes and seal them up. And, like, so all day long, it was, like, assembly line of putting things into Ziploc bags. And I was like, this is the worst job I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
And it was minimum wage. It was a minimum wage job back when minimum wage was like $3.80 an hour.
Oh, not even worth getting out of bed for.
No, it was awful.
Ugh.
Thank you so much, Morgan, for being on the show today and being a part of it. Morgan
Thanks,
Spurlock, guys. His new CNN original series, Inside Man. Check it out Sunday. This Sunday it premieres at 10 p.m. on CNN. We're going to take a break. Come back. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.